Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of It Is So Podcast with Erica Shante, where we talk all things restoration. I am so happy to be back in this element to record this episode. You guys, it has been a struggle, if I can be honest. Exactly what I'm about to encourage you all to do is something that I've had to do and I've had to face. And it has not been an easy task. But we are going forth in the power of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. It is noisy. Life is busy and life be lifing, but the busier that life gets, the more noise that we hear. And the verse where it says, "My sheep know my voice, and the strangers they won't listen to," has been plaguing me for the past few weeks. And we're about to break this down. So let's get into it. We have a place in God where we know, or we should know as sheep, we should know his voice. He is our Father. So with us being intimate with him, walking with him, being led by him, Psalms 23 is a beautiful description of everything that I'm about to talk about. And I won't break it down too much, but we will dive deep into some areas. But he is the good shepherd. He leads us. He guides us. He literally holds us in. He chases after the one. He'll leave the 99. He walks with us. He talks with us. He bathes us. He washes us clean. He restores us. He revives us. And when you're in commune and in such an intimate place with someone like that, you know their voice. Our parents, our guardians, whenever we're out and about as children and there's so many people at a grocery store, at a library, at a football game, a basketball game, when our parent calls our name, it doesn't matter who's talking, we're going to hear our parents' voice. Why? Because we know it. We've been around them long enough. We know the cadence of their conversation. We know when they're angry. We know when it's a light voice, they're happy. We know it. You know, and a stranger, you won't listen to. If a stranger just walked up to you naturally because you've been shepherded or parented by someone that loves, that cares you, that is there for you, a stranger's voice sounds like danger. I don't care how sweet. It sounds like danger and you shouldn't listen to it. And I think that, you know, with social media, with our friend groups, with our own voice in our head, because it be loud up there too sometimes, bump everything else, like, you know, social media. You can get off of social media and that noise has quieted down. But as you lay down, literally your thoughts in your head become so overwhelming that it makes it harder to hear from God. It makes it harder to relay on or rely on the scriptures, knowing what God said. Even going back into the garden with Eve and the serpent. What did God say? Not what did it sound like? What did he say? You should know what he said. She should have even listened to the serpent in the first place, because why are you talking? I have dominion over you. But we're like Eve in a sense. We'll listen because we have come out of that closeness with God. We've come out of that intimate place with him. We're not praying as much as we were. We're not in our word as much as we were before. We are not listening to worship songs how we used to before. We're not allowing the Lord to guide us, to lead us. And so, of course, it's easier to hear or be distracted by the noise of the enemy, because he's going to get loud. He's going to get loud, especially in seasons of life where God has called us to do something, to produce. The enemy is going to get loud because he loves to distract. Yes, the Bible says that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but a lot of those look like distractions. He comes to throw you off your course. Because if I can't take away, and he can't because he doesn't have power, he can't take away what God said, he can make us question if God really said it by presenting us with so much noise. Oh, I'm supposed to be further than where I am right now. Noise. Somebody else has more than what I do, so that's why I can't go into the things that God has called me to do. Noise. I'm not good enough. Self-sabotage. That's noise. I'm coveting what someone else has, why they have it, if God is better to them because he loves them more. Noise. And all those things are not true. When we spend time with the Father and we get to know who he is, why he has said certain things, the love that he has for us, how much he literally will stop everything to come and find us where we are, to nurse us back into health, to wash us with the word. Then we will realize, okay, the noise that I hear is only a distraction. And if I could quiet the noise, I will be in right standing with the Father to know him better. I know for me personally, my noise, the most noise that I hear is in my head. When you have survived very traumatic events in life, seasons in life, the noise becomes amplified because it seems, it's like you take, you know how you take like a big hit and then it's like this ringing in your ear? That ring becomes loud and you're trying to figure out where is it coming from? Why is it? It literally stops you in your tracks because now you're just listening to the noise. Now your feet are stagnant. Now you're not moving forward in the things that God has called you to do or even just walking with him. Now you're stagnant. You're stuck listening to the noise. And the enemy knows if it's one thing that he wants to do is to distract us. As people of God, as children of God, as the people who are striving to be better than yesterday. So if I can't stop the promise of God, which we know that he can't, he'll try to distract you. So it takes you longer to get to the promise. And then comes the question, did God really say? His word is solid. God's word is solid. It's concrete. It does not move. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He literally spoke in the beginning and said, let there be. And that settled everything that we would ever question. Every relationship, every career change, every family dynamic, every thought in our head, every decision, every failure, every victory. It settled everything. So we cannot be distracted by the noise. And it's going to come. It's not like the noise is just going to stop. Erica, how do I quiet the noise? You get in your word. You really learn what God said. And you stand on those promises. I'm going to stand right here and see the promise of the Lord come to me in real time in the land of the living. I'm not going to get distracted and go veer off because I heard a noise. I am not a scary movie girl, okay? So when I watch scary movies sometimes and the person will hear a noise and then they go start trying to talk to it or look for it, not me. Not me at all. I'm going to stay right here where I know, keyword, I know that I'm safe. I know that I'm not going to be in any trouble. Whatever is on the other side is going to have to stay on the other side. When somebody else comes along and they want to listen to the noise and go off in the deep end, you let them go. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to get in our word. We're going to know what the Lord said. Are you always going to have this awareness? No. And let me tell you why. When things happen in our life, like I was speaking earlier about being hit with something traumatic or something hard, something heavy, a punch, and you begin to hear that ringing, it knocks you off your course. the most times, like in a fight or a heavy hit or something like that, you close your eyes. You close your eyes because the hit is so hard that you literally get knocked off your tracks. So now your eyes are closed. You're not looking ahead of you. You're stopped in your tracks, and the only thing that you hear is a noise. So eventually, wherever the noise is coming from, your feet will begin to follow. So you got to be careful. I know it's not, I know it's easier said than done. Like I said, whenever we go through things, guys, trust me, I understand. It's easier to listen to the noise. Why? Because for one, it seems like it's closer, and it seems like God's voice is distant. We know that the Bible says that he speaks in a whisper at times, most of the times. And so it's like, I can't, God, I need you to increase your volume, please. I don't know about y'all, but I know sometimes I'll be like, God, the enemy is on a 10 and you at a 2. I need you to turn it up some because I can barely hear you. I'm trying to extend my ear, but the enemy is right here in my eardrum. And what he's saying, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm confused now. I'm confused because what I hear and what I see are not aligning. You said that I should be here. You said that I'm going to have this. You said that I'm the lender, not the bar, the head and not the tail. But right now, I need to borrow. It's like the old folks say, I need to borrow, baby. I need to borrow. My pockets are stem right now. They're low. I need to borrow something. I look low. I don't look like the head. Everything that you said in your word, I do not look like that. And I'm listening to the enemy. He's telling me some things. And sometimes we're our own enemy. I know we want to put blame and stuff on the devil, but can we just say that we have been our own enemy plenty of times? Come on, self-sabotagers. Yeah. I'll never be good enough. Oh, well, maybe I should have done it a different way, or stop that. Anytime that you begin to doubt yourself, literally go line it up with what the word says and wait to see it happen. Wait to see it come through. Are you going to doubt? Yes. But don't stay in that place. Be uplifted. Let God transform your mind. Renew your mind. Let him wash you of the filth, of the lies that you've told yourself, that you literally put on yourself. We wear our lies very well. And we try to pretend in front of other people. Oh, God is good all the time. Yes, he is, girl. He's so good and he's doing amazing things in my life. And you don't believe that. You do not believe that. Because you say this in front of others to save face, and then you go home and you talk down on yourself. What God has told you to do, you won't even open your notes. You're not writing. You're not listening to your worship music. You're not getting in God's presence to even just cry. And now you have a bitter heart and you don't believe God like you say you do. You got to get rid of that noise. Get around people who are talking about what God said. Have you ever been around a person where you are looking to literally tear yourself down, and they change the subject so quick, they don't even allow you to go there, and they begin to wash you with the word? At times, yeah. Do we want to hear it all the time? Absolutely not. Because it's like, yeah, I know that. Or do you? If you did, you wouldn't treat yourself like that. This is not the year. Because like I said, sometimes it's the noise of the enemy trying to distract us, but we literally become victims of self-sabotage, where we literally begin to fight against ourselves. You can talk yourself out of a good thing because you are looking at yourself as a grasshopper. You don't see your potential. You're not standing on what God said. It's like we try to bargain with God in a sense. Or we try to show him our vision. And it's like, no. In the natural, we have vision. Supernaturally, God has provision. So that pro is greater than, expanded, more than what we think or what we know or what we see. So we have to walk into what God has said. So we can't, you know, stay stagnant. We're listening to the noise, and it's not going to be an overnight thing. You're going to have to settle with, nevertheless, not my will. And like I said, it's gonna take steps. You turn down that noise slowly but surely. You get from around. You get out of your head. Literally, when you begin to sit there and try to tear yourself down or tell yourself that you're not good enough, get out of your head. Get some accountability partners. Listen, hey, I called you because I'm doing that thing again. I'm doing that thing again. Can you give me some scriptures, or can you pray with me? Can you speak something over me? Because whatever this is has to break. It sounds like a sound bar in my room. It's on surround sound. It's turned all the way up and I cannot hear what my father is saying. Can you lead me? Open up that Bible. Father, I don't know. Those are three words that I feel like we have an issue with saying to God. God, I don't know. I don't know how to turn down this volume. I don't know how to move in the midst of hearing the noise around me. I don't know how to stay grounded and planted on your word, in your word, when what I see and what you said is not aligning right now. I don't know how to trust the process. I don't know how to take a heavy hit and keep going. I feel like I'm down for the count. In a boxing match, when you feel, or when you see in the movies or shows where the boxer is up against the opponent and it looks like he's losing. He has a bloody eye. His lip is busted. He's dazed because he's been getting knocked to the ground so many times. They literally take a pause and each fighter draws to their corner. And then you begin to see the coach rubbing the shoulders of the boxer. The boxer is getting water applied or a towel applied to remove the blood, to remove the sweat. And the coach is just behind the fighter, encouraging them, telling them it's going to be okay. This is what you messed up on. You need to watch this. You need to make sure that you're jabbing this way. Make sure you're watching your footwork. They're encouraging them, because once you get back up this time, after I have reiterated what I know and what you need to know about what I know, oh, game over. Now you're going to get up with more strength than you had before, because you have literally quieted the noise. Yes, you were dazed. Yes, you heard all the bells ringing, but you got back and put your ear to the mouth of your coach. And now you heard, hey, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is where I made the wrong move. Now I know what to do. And you get back in the fight with a little bit more strength. Before that talk, you felt like you were out for the count, like you were not going to win. And your opponent only knows, like, okay, hey, I've created a disaster. I've made so much noise, but they don't know. Now you know for sure. You're no longer listening to the noise. Now you're focused. You have tunnel vision. You have tunnel vision. So you're literally getting up and you're like, okay, jab, jab, duck, move around, watch my feet. And before you know it, you've won. You will have victory. Speak that over yourself. I will have victory. You're going to have victory. You might have gotten jabbed. And you might have felt defeated. You may have felt defeated, but no. No, I know what my father said. Let me tell you something. I have a 5-year-old baby boy. And if mommy says anything, he's going to constantly remind me of what I said. Mommy, but you remember you said, we're not doing that to God. Father, you said that I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Right now, it looks like I am not the head. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to speak over myself because this is what you said. You said greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. So Father, I'm going to rely on that. I'm going to stand on what you said because I know it to be true, because I know that I can trust you. Your words are final. They're complete. They lack nothing. That gives you a sense of authority so that you can tell the enemy, okay, bruh, you being real loud in my ear, I'm going to go ahead and cut you down. How I'm going to cut you down? I'm going to do what my father told me to do. Abide in him so that he can abide in me. And I'm going to draw closer to him so that he can draw closer to me. Come on about the layer of the enemy. Stop. Watch the circles that you hang around. Watch the music, the shows, the movies that you're entertaining. Be mindful on social media. One thing that I've taught myself to do, and I'm going to make sure that I continue to practice, once I get off of social media, hey, Erica, that is their life. You have your own. God is still God, and he is still good. Because we begin to covet what someone else has, and it stops us. Social media is noisy. You got some good stuff on there, but you also have, it's like a reality check almost. You see somebody doing what God told you to do. There go the noise. Oh, well, I don't think, you know. Stop second guessing yourself. Don't do that. Let God be God. He wants to do a work in you just as well as them. Not saying that what they're doing is not of God or is bad or anybody is greater than the other. No, God has a specific tailor-made journey for you. But you have to know your Father's voice. And the only way that you can do that is by spending time with him. Knowing what he said about you. Knowing how he feels about you. How much he loves you, how much he cares for you. He said he speaks in a whisper. Why a whisper? Because a whisper lets me know that you're close. It lets me know that you're right there, that you did not leave me, you did not forsake me, that you're with me every step of the way, that you go before me, calling me into your own, that even if I venture off, you'll leave the 99 to come and get me. You'll wash me. You'll lead me in the path of righteousness. I'm telling y'all, Psalms 23, to me, the two things in the Bible, two passages of the Bible that I could just read over and over and be refueled and replenished, Psalms 23 and Genesis. I can read that over and over and over and get a new revelation every time. Psalms 23, literally, it shows us the love of the Father, how he cares. It said he leads us beside still waters. He knows He knows how scary it is to have so much noise. Just think about this. The sheep are getting led by the water. If the noise of the rushing water is too much, the sheep won't even go close to it. What is presented to be nourishing to them, rejuvenating, a source of to be revived, they will relent from it. They will go back. They're like, no, I don't want to go over there because it sounds scary, but it's for your good. He'll lead us beside the still waters. Why? Because it's quiet and we would drink and not be fearful. I just think that's so beautiful. Like, that's the way God works. That's what he does for his sheep. So when the noise gets loud in your ear, I'm telling you, I know that it's going to happen. But know that you have a father that knows how to turn down that noise, because we're not always going to be able or be strong enough to do it ourselves. It's okay. It's okay. Take a deep breath. You are going to be fine. You are going to be great. You are going to go forth in power and in strength, and you are going to be okay. That noise will not overtake you. You have a father that leads you beside still waters. You're going to be rejuvenated. You're going to be revived. You're going to be replenished. And your ears are still going to be sensitive to the Father. Y'all, when I tell y'all, it has been so noisy these past few weeks that I was like, you know what, Erica? Enough is enough. You got to get tired of being sick and tired. Like I said, enough is enough. Father, I do not know how to turn this noise down. I've been very distracted. I've been putting my time into other places. I have not been a proper steward of what you've given me in my hands. And I know that you have a destination that you want me to reach. So I am going to pray this prayer. And after I pray this prayer, all noise that is not leading me towards God and his promises has been silenced. In the name of Jesus, amen. And here we are with the end of this episode. Like, that's how God works. So I encourage you, turn down the noise, tune your ear back to the Father, and be led. And I will see you guys on the next episode.